As you all know, we are here because the current configuration of our congressional maps have been declared unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court. And moreover, the election that was scheduled to have occurred later this month has been postponed because there is a court order directing that we cannot have an election under these maps because they are unconstitutional. I filed three separate bills to create three separate possibilities for congressional maps, and I'll go over each one of them. These maps, and I'll explain why I filed each one like I did. And I fully expect them to be changed somewhat, maybe changed a lot as it goes through the process. But I filed them in anticipation that this Calais decision might come down requiring us. I did not know whether the Calais decision would come down while we were in session or what it would rule. But I knew there was a possibility, so just so we could be prepared, I did so. The first map that that's represented by Senate Bill 121 is...
If we could get some order out in the hallway, please.
The 2022 is exactly like the 2022 map. If you'll look at this map, this is the map under which there were elections. This map has been held constitutional. As all maps are, it was challenged, but it survived all the challenges.
That's the SB 121.
Yeah, Senate Bill 121. And in any event, you can see this map, and it represents a possibility for this body, along with the House and governor, to redraw the current unconstitutional maps. If we could, since we're not going to answer questions on a case-by-case basis, bill-by-bill basis, if I could, I would ask that...
You want to pull up another?
We bring up Senate Bill 130 next.
Senate Bill 130 will be brought up. You want to pull that map up, Chairman Morse?
Yes, yes.
All right. Staff, if we can get...
that up. Senate Bill 130 represents a...
Please close the door. Please have the door closed.
Can we?
Senate Bill 130 represents a slight change in what the previous map that you saw in Senate Bill 121. The reason for the changes on this one are that it's been stated that that there should be two complete coastal districts, and rather than have three coastal districts, which have a certain community of interest, that's concentrates the map into two coastal districts, which you can see, which are District 1 in light blue and District 3, which is in gray. And again, I believe this map would probably pass constitutional muster in as much as it is very similar to the bill, the map reflected in Senate Bill 121. And lastly, we have the map reflected by Senate Bill 116.
Can we get Senate Bill 116 pulled up?
Senate Bill 116 was is somewhat of a placeholder bill. Some people have called it a 6-0 map. I don't know if that's what it is or not, but neither race nor party affiliation nor voting patterns were considered when this was prepared. I purposely wanted it to be completely devoid of any political considerations or any obviously any racial considerations, but yet be respectful of traditional boundaries of congressional maps that we have had in the past. And so, as you can see, it has the fourth in the on the west side of the state, the fifth on the east side, as well as the two coastal districts, and the, for lack of a better phrase, urban districts in the New Orleans area, as well as the Baton Rouge area, which are two of our largest it encompasses our three largest parishes, that being East Baton Rouge, Jefferson, and Orleans. And those are those are the three maps that that I've filed, and I have I think probably any one of them would pass constitutional muster. I would anticipate there might be some adjustments to one or more of them as we go through the process. It's not my business to absolutely decide how these maps should look. It's the will of the majority of the legislature, and so with that, I'm happy to entertain questions.
All right, thank you, Chairman. Senator Carter for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Morris, I'm trying to understand. You have three bills.
Correct.
Currently, we have four congressmen from Louisiana who are white Republicans. And we have two African-American Democrats from Louisiana in our six delegation total, correct?
Yes.
Your bill, you have three bills. Two of them reduces the number of African-American congressmen down to one. And then the third bill reduces both of them. You call it a 6-0 map. Is that a fair understanding of it?
Others have called it that. I didn't draw it with that intention to draw 6-0, left race out of it.
But that's essentially how they're described. Two of the bills reduced the African-American congresspeople from Louisiana from 2-1, and another bill is intended to go from 2 all the way down to 0.
It's intended to comply with the Supreme Court in Calais, of which one of the maps was clearly approved and was not subjected to any successful challenge.
Let me ask it this way.
2022 map.
Maybe I'm asking it wrong. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what the bills do. If I'm looking at your Senate Bill 121 and I'm looking at Senate Bill 130, both of those pieces of legislation will reduce the number of African-American congressmen and congresspeople in Louisiana from 2-1.
Maybe not. It might reduce the number of Democrats, but not necessarily African-American.
Okay. If I look at Senate Bill 121, isn't it true there's only one district that will be majority African-American if I look at Senate Bill 121?
I can't remember the
I can give you a copy of it.
The racial makeup, but that may well be the case. But
and also, if I look at the other bill, if I look at
that, doesn't prevent an African American from winning any one of those seats.
Okay, well, let me ask it differently. If I look at Senate Bill 121, you would agree with me. There's only one seat that's majority African American. If I look at Senate Bill 121, correct?
I'll take your word at that.
And if I look at Senate Bill 130, there's only one congressional seat that's majority African American. Do you agree with me?
I do not doubt that.
And then if I look at the other map that you presented, Senate Bill 116, there's not a single majority African American congressional seat in the state of Louisiana. Isn't that true?
I'll take your word for it. Probably is.
And so that would, so if we were passed, if this body were to pass Senate Bill 116, there would be no majority African-American congressional seats in the state of Louisiana. And if either your other two bills were passed, we would be reduced to just one majority African-American congressperson in the state of Louisiana. Right?
Perhaps, yes.
I asked you earlier whether or not the people need to be concerned about your legislation. Isn't it true you have legislation that has reduced the number of judges for the greater New Orleans area at the appellate court level? I believe you have legislation that's reduced 2 judges at the Fourth Circuit.
Yes.
I believe you have another bill that's pending that reduced a number of judges at the district court level. I believe it's 3, at least 5 to 7, perhaps even more, district court level judges that you're seeking. You have legislation to eliminate at least 5 to 7 district court judges, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Senator, I may just, on behalf of the chair, encourage us to stay on these 3 map bills.
It is, because we're looking at the intent of the author, and the author has authored legislation that has is intending to eliminate 2 appellate seat judges from the city of New Orleans. And now we have legislation that's intended to eliminate 5 to 7 district court judges. And I would like to also, my next question is, isn't it also true you've already passed legislation that's went to the governor, that's been signed by the governor, that eliminated the seat of Clerk Kelvin Duncan? Isn't that also true?
Well, we consolidated the clerks, because
so
the parish of Orleans had 2 clerks and every other parish had 1.
And so now you want to reduce the number of...
It made sense for everybody to be treated the same.
And so now you want to reduce the number of African-American congressional representation in the state of Louisiana. That's what either one of your bills are intended to do.
No, that's not the intent.
That's not the intent, but that would be the outcome.
Maybe not.
What's the percentage of African Americans in your district?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Is it more than 50%?
I doubt it, but I don't.
Is it more than 20% African American?
I answered your question, Senator Carter. I don't know. If you have the data in front of you, just tell me. I don't know.
I think you should know, shouldn't you?
I don't know that we should care that much about race. Honestly, I think that's the whole point of the Calais decision, is to, you're not supposed to use race in determining these maps.
So if you're not supposed to focus on race, then what do you say to people that think is very racist to have legislation that eliminates Kelvin Duncan, that eliminates the number of black judges in the city of New Orleans, that is now intended to reduce the number of congressional black leadership in the state of Louisiana? What do you do to those accusations that say, Senator Morris, this looks mighty racist of you?
I would say they're wrong.
But the outcome, the fruits of your tree shows racism. I mean, don't you see it?
Well, rather than call me racist
and things
of that nature, absolutely not. Of course, Senate Bill 197, which reduces the number of appellate court judges, eliminates the division currently held by Roland Belsom, and he's white. I mean, I didn't pick anything because of race, and moreover,
out of the number of judges,
most of whom are all African American anyway, it's going to leave African American. The purpose of that legislation was to reduce the number of judges because there are twice as many in Orleans Parish relative to the rest of the state.
Out of the 11 judges that you're seeking to eliminate, can you tell me how many are African American?
How many are African-American judges?
Out of the 11 or so judges you're seeking to eliminate, how many are African-American? How many are black are the ones you're seeking to eliminate?
In criminal district court?
Of your legislation, how many seats are held by African Americans? You've already eliminated Calvin Duncan's seat. That's an African American, right?
He's being replaced by an African American, though.
We had two clerks, right? We had Chelsea Napoleon and we had Calvin Duncan, and you passed legislation that eliminated one of those seats,
right?
Correct? So you eliminated that one seat. Then you have legislation to eliminate two appellate court judges, one of whom is African American. Then the next question on the district court judges, how many of them are black?
I would guess most of them.
And so now you have legislation that's intended to reduce the number of black congressional leadership. You think it's just pure coincidence that you don't even know the percentage of African Americans in your district, but yet you go around the state trying to eliminate positions of leadership held by African Americans? What do you respond to people that think that you have something personally against African Americans?
I can't help what people think, but I know this.
Perhaps they're looking at your actions.
May I answer
the
question?
I'm going to have to intervene again on behalf of the chair.
Well, I'll waive my questions. I want to hear from the public.
And I think that's what we want to do, is give fair opportunity to hear from the public as well and center our comments on these bills that are available for discussion today. Senate President Pro Tem Barrow.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chair. I just have a brief question, because I do want to hear from the public, and they have come here, and I want to make sure that they have an opportunity to ask their questions and make their points. I am going to ask the questions about Senate Bill 116, which is the 6-0 district. So you said this district was drawn based on partisanship?
No.
No. So what was it drawn on? Or what was it based on?
It was based on relatively traditional boundaries, but I asked the demographer to work with me to not base it on, don't make race or party a consideration, consider the traditional boundaries, and this is what we came up with.
Was it based on incumbency?
To a degree, but more not necessarily incumbency, as much as traditional boundaries. But, you know, as I stated at the outset, these are ideas that I've put forth.
Okay.
I think any one of them would probably pass constitutional muster, which is has to be a consideration of ours, in as much as the current maps are unconstitutional, and we cannot have an election on them. And so the body has to come together and decide at some point how what the ultimate map will look like. Obviously, only one of these can actually become law. I presented some ideas that would... The Lord is telling you something, Senator Barrow.
I think he's telling you something, because you were speaking. Joint Rule 21 in our rules, does it fall within the lines of those boundaries in terms of what we are constitutionally bound to do, according to our joint rules? Joint Rules 21 regarding redistricting criteria.
And your question is?
Does this fall within the guidelines and bounds of that? Because you kind of stated that a few minutes.
I would think so, but if it doesn't, we can.
Hey, Louisiana, looking for some fast fun? The lottery's got you.
In the process.
It doesn't, but again, I'm going to stop right here, Mr. Acting Chair. I do want to make sure that we give time for our constituents to speak, and sound like God is already speaking to us as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President Pro Tem. Senator Jenkins.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Acting Chair. Senator, and I was listening to your comments earlier, but I want to start with the Senate Bill 116, if I can. Do you honestly believe that Louisiana should be represented by a map that creates absolutely no Democratic seats or no seats where blacks and minorities can elect a candidate of their choice?
I think they can elect a candidate of their choice.
But the
state is majority Republican, or it votes majority Republican. Voted heavily for President Trump, so I would expect that there would be more Republican and conservative people elected, regardless of their race.
Now, we heard numbers different from that in previous testimony, first of all, but is it your opinion, based on this 6-0 map, Senate Bill 116, my question is it your opinion that Louisiana cannot draw a map that includes some Democratic congressional districts and or congressional districts where African Americans and minorities can have an opportunity to elect a candidate of their choice?
I would say that we cannot draw a map based on race.
I'm not talking about race right now.
Right. Well, that's what you said. You said we can't elect a black person or by race.
You're not correctly repeating my question.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you would, repeat the question.
I'll be happy to repeat it for you, and it's really a yes or no question. You got a Senate Bill 116 that's 6-0. And I'm saying to you, and my question to you is, do you really think Louisiana cannot draw a map that would include at least a Democratic district or a district where blacks and minorities can have an opportunity to elect a candidate of their choice? Yes or no?
We could draw a map to try to elect Democrats if we so chose.
So why do we have
partisan political redistricting is perfectly fine. You just can't base it on race.
Why is it that your map, Senate Bill 116, does not create a Democratic district?
Because it took the population of the state and divided it by six, and each district has to be the same. And my instructions to the demographer were to don't consider race, just consider the traditional boundaries we've typically had over the last several years, and put something together that doesn't take into consideration political party or race. And this is what they came up with. I mean, I'm not saying this is the map that has to go forward. It has to be the one. The legislature will determine that. But it makes sense that if you divide the population by six and you create districts without regard to race or political party or voting patterns, because this state typically votes majority Republican in statewide elections, that you would naturally end up with a majority, six majority conservative districts.
Yeah, but you have an existing map that has two districts, and then you had prior to that a map that had at least one district that was that elected African Americans. I'm saying a 6-0 map does not provide an opportunity at all for the election of a African American to represent that district.
I think, setting aside incumbency and the popularity of any particular sitting congressperson, just if you set that aside for the moment, an African American could get elected to any one of these districts. They just wouldn't probably be a Democrat. They'd probably be a conservative. But I think we're past voting based
on.
We can't assume that people vote a particular way just because of their race. People vote differently.
Not according to the numbers in your 6-0 map. I mean, the probability of that is nearly zero. You got in District 1, white, black, 64 to 21. District 2, 47 to 40. District 3, 65 to 28. District 4, 61 to 30. District 5, 61 to 30. and District 6, 56 to 34. That's voting age population in every one of the districts. The way that your 6-0 map goes, it will elect white Republicans. That's what it will do. And I don't think that fairly represents.
I think that's your opinion. I think a good Republican black candidate could do very well.
I'll say again.
In any of those.
I'll say again, you know, the numbers, I think they speak for themselves. Isn't this Senate Bill 116, 6-0 map, isn't this diluting black voting power? What's happening to all the black voters in your Senate Bill 116? They're going into these other Republican districts.
Race wasn't considered in this.
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you what happened to, if you look at the population, you're saying that you put together districts, and you put together districts based on population. My question is simple. Where are the black voters going in your 6-0 map? Are they not going into the other districts that you're creating?
There are African-American voters in every one of the districts.
Exactly. So are we not diluting black voting power? If we have now an existing map with two districts that can elect an African-American, and before that you had a map that at least elected one from down in New Orleans, what is happening down there in New Orleans with all those voters, the black voters? Are they going into other districts?
If you look, it's a very compact district on the, which is, it's.
I'm not talking about compactness.
District one is very compact, and it includes a good bit of the city of New Orleans.
A good bit is right, but I'm looking at your statistics now. I'm not talking about that drawing. Okay. I'm saying in these districts, District 2 under your 116 map becomes 47, voting age population comes 47.5 white to 40% black. District 6, which currently has a black congressman, becomes 56% white, 34% black. Are we not diluting black voting strength by sending these black voters into these six Republican districts that you're creating? Isn't this extreme partisanship we're dealing with?
If you assume that they voted, African Americans have voted as a block and don't have any independent idea of who to vote for, I guess you could argue that. But this map, it just simply didn't take race or even partisanship into account, which is perfectly legal to draw maps for partisan advantage.
Well, hold it now. When we talk about trying to have race-neutral maps, that works both ways. We shouldn't draw lines that favor, white candidates. So it works both ways. It appears to me, and my big concern with your Senate Bill 116 is that you're diluting black voting power that already exists in some of these districts, and you're sending them into districts where they would not really have a strong voice for election. And I really think this 6-0 split is really some extreme partisan gerrymandering that favors white Republicans, and I don't think it can be defended in any kind of a legal challenge, in my opinion. Same thing here with your Senate Bill 121. Are we not once again, by creating just that one district where a minority can be elected, are we not now doing the reverse and packing everybody into one district and making sure that the other five districts is diluted?
Well, this map worked for a few years. It's exactly like it was before, and it was challenged, and the district was upheld. So I thought the legislature should have an opportunity to look at this map to see if we want to readopt it as we had before.
Yeah, but you know, we had a thing called a census that came back and told us what the population was, and we did some more redistricting, and we came up with a second black district. What I'm saying now, if we only have one district under your Senate Bill 121, aren't we now doing the reverse of what I just talked about a few minutes ago, diluting everybody and packing everybody, when I say everybody, all the minorities into one district?
This Senate Bill 121 reflects the map that was drawn after the 2020 census and that we adopted, and that elections were held on, and it was challenged, and it was sustained as a constitutionally appropriate district.
No, we have a map. District. We have an existing map that's 4-2 now.
Right, which has been declared unconstitutional, and we have also have a court order telling us we cannot have another election under that map.
No, I understand what the court order is all about. My question is, why can we not draw a 4-2 map now? There's no court order to say we cannot draw a 4-2 map. The court order says just don't lean too much upon race. Aren't we leaning on race if we're going to pack a lot of black folks into one district and keep five districts available for Republicans to be elected in? Are we not? I mean, that's against the rules, too.
That was not my intent. I just offered up the map that we passed in 2022 that sustained a constitutional attack. And was through the process. It didn't go to the Supreme Court all the way like Calais case did, but it was. So why wouldn't we consider a map that was sustained by the courts that we passed before?
Did you attempt to draw a 4-2 map at all?
I didn't try to gerrymander for purposes of race. I mean
gerrymandering worked both ways. I don't know why when we start talking about racial gerrymandering, we always want to talk about black folks. You can't do it for white folks either.
Right.
I can't make it any more simpler than that.
Agreed.
All I'm asking is, did you try to do a 4-2 map at all?
I didn't consider race, no, to try to.
I'm not going to get into a debate with you. It's clear that you, from your answer, you did not even attempt to try to draw a 4-2 map for Louisiana. That's what I'm hearing here now.
If you're asking me by 4-2, if you're asking me whether I intentionally tried to draw a map, whether you call it 4-2 or whatever, to elect two Democrats, no, I didn't do that, and I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Well, I would,
if you know, assuming that I'm not the dictator here, right? I just file these bills. It's up to the legislature to decide as a group how to do this. But for me personally, I would favor a map that favors Republicans. Because that's perfectly legal to do.
Right. Well, look like you're favoring partisanship over people being represented fairly in this state based on that answer that you just gave. Every one of your maps, and I've looked at the numbers on every one of your maps, Senator, and every one of these maps reduce black voting power in every one of your districts. And I think that that's a problem. And I don't think that that's defensible. I'll be honest with you. But I guess we'll be debating that some more as we go forward. I would encourage you maybe to look at the numbers on your maps and see if what I'm saying is not correct. And if I'm not, you correct me. But every one of them dilutes existing black voting power. And I don't think that the Supreme Court allows that to happen either. Thank you for answering my questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
Thank you, Senator Jenkins. The board is cleared, Senator, on your closing. I mean, we're just hearing testimony next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members. I appreciate most of your questions. Some of them made implication about me personally, and I do take serious objection to that. I'm friends with everybody on the committee. We had dinner. I had dinner with Senator Jenkins and Senator Carter the other night. We had a good time. We joked with one another. And I consider Senator Barrow a friend of mine as well as all the other members of the committee. And I'm not going to deny that I prefer maps that help Republicans, because that's what I am, and partisan redistricting for partisan advantage is clearly legal, and it says so in the Calais decision. And right now, We can speculate on what might not survive a challenge, what might survive a challenge, but we know one thing for sure. The current maps do not survive a challenge. They have been declared unconstitutional, and we are here to pass what we hope will be a constitutional map in accordance with law. And I thank you for your time. I'm waiting.
Senator Carter.